Eventually, Mr. Pickwick was coaxed upon the ice with most unfortunate consequences. The sport was at its height, the sliding was at the quickest, the laughter was at the loudest. A sharp, smart crack was heard. It was a quick rush toward the bank, a wild scream from the ladies, and a shout from Mr. Tupman. A large mass of ice disappeared. The water bubbled up over it. Mr. Pickwick's hat, gloves, and handkerchief were floating on the surface. And this was all of Mr. Pickwick that anybody could see. But Mr. Pickwick was retrieved from the icy waters, wrapped in heavy shawls, and speedily propelled to Manor Farm. Mr. Pickwick paused not an instant until he was snug in bed. Sam Weller lighted a blazing fire in his room and took up his dinner. A bowl of punch was carried up afterwards, and a great carouse was held in honor of his safety. A second and a third bowl were ordered in, and when Mr. Pickwick woke up next morning, there was not a symptom of rheumatism about him.